Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
This is the Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James. Buckeye Roundtable is brought to you statewide by the American Dairy Association Mideast and COVA Insurance and by Papa John's. Now here's your host, Tim Hall.
Well, it's so good to be with all of you fine Buckeye fans for another edition of Buckeye Roundtable. We have got a jam-packed 2 hours, just like every single edition, right? We talk to a lot of guests here. That's why they call it Roundtable. It's not just going to be me yapping the whole entire time. I hope you're doing okay, because I am. I did not think that I could sit through a high-level basketball game like that when there's an opportunity to pick up a win that good and that memorable, to play it that tough, to play it tight for 40 minutes, call it 38 minutes, whatever, whenever you think Michigan took that one final run to pull ahead. That's about when it was, in the 38th or 39th minute. But I usually would have been wrecked about something like that. That would have stayed with me, would have called that the old weekend ruiner. I don't know about you guys, but sitting through something like that, you say to yourselves, well, if you're going to play this hard all game long, you may as well win it, right? You're not going to get anything for losing. Not trying to play the, what's the word I'm looking for? There's nothing that you're going to earn. You're not getting anything out of this, moral victory-wise, right? But afterwards, maybe I'm changed. Maybe it's me getting older, getting into my mid, maybe you can call it upper 30s. But I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it, A, because this Buckeye basketball team has a ton of great wins already. We're here in late February. They were rolling as a one seed. I think in some years past, you might have had this type of game and you were really in desperate need of that. You wanted to maybe improve your NCAA tournament seed line from maybe a 6 to a 5, a 5 to a 4. You're in that meaty part of the NCAA tournament field. But here, you have had an elite basketball team. This is a loss. You want it. I'm not saying you didn't want it. Of course you wanted it. I think that's easy to say. It's just that I've never had more faith or confidence coming off of a disappointing defeat like that in a high-level game. That's what I'm trying to say, that I trust this Buckeye basketball team. It might be one of the most difficult stretches for these final three games now that we've ever seen, with the one easy game, I'm using air quotes, right, because it ain't easy at all, is on the road at Michigan State. And then you got number 9, Iowa, and number 5, Illinois. It is just ridiculously tough. But the things that went on in that Michigan game, to have Dwayne Washington Jr. go all out like that, to have E.J. Liddell give you that much again, C.J. Walker, who we've just been loving on this show for the last couple of weeks, right? He was great off the bench offensively. And then for the first time basically all season, at least since Buckeye basketball turned this corner, they just didn't really get any offense from anybody else. We have not seen it happen like that, where just three guys were able to provide. And those three guys were great, but it shows you kind of how Ohio State does rely on its depth and the quality of players 1 through 11. No Musa Diallo with his injury. Justin Arns, we know he could be the ultimate X-factor guy, right? With how he can stretch the floor. He wasn't out there that much, 15 minutes, and he did not make a single three. When he makes a couple of threes in a game, Ohio State's tough, if not impossible to beat. So credit to Michigan. That was fantastic stuff. 92-87, the Wolverines got it done, but Ohio State's got the trust of college basketball too, because they kept the number 4 ranking. They did not drop at all. You look at Illinois' schedule, you could have foreseen them moving up, better conference record right now, but the Buckeyes stay at number 4, so that's pretty cool. So we're going to have a huge show, like I said. We'll hear from the Holt Man coming up. Ron Stokes will talk hoops with us. Bill Rabinowitz of the Columbus Dispatch gives us his takes with the latest with Buckeye football. Then we finish the hour with women's hoops coach Kevin McGuff. High school hoops will start the 7 o'clock hour. That's heating up as we're getting into tournament time. We'll talk Buckeye recruiting on the football field with Letterman Rose Spencer Holbrook. We'll go ringside with Rollick as well, and we'll get you an Ohio College hoops update after that. Very busy. Hey, the 2021 Buckeye Cruise for Cancer is Beachbound. Join Urban and Shelley Meyer, plus some former Buckeye greats in Fort Lauderdale, June 16th through the 20th. Call 614-792-6204. That's 614-792-6204, or visit BuckeyeCruise.com to book today. Also, the Buckeyes are back in action Thursday at Michigan State. Our network pregame coverage begins at 8:15. Coming up next, we'll hear from Coach Chris Holtmann and our radio show Rewind as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by The James.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at Safelite.com. Safelite Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
And now, Archie Griffin, football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, to tell you about Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. Your independent Encova insurance agent can create a personalized solution for all your insurance needs. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, local expertise, and more, Encova provides a full range of products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. They remain dedicated to progress and continue to strive to be the most trusted and responsive provider of industry-leading solutions. Hard work and passion are critical components of any winning team. Count on Encova Insurance as your local team to provide peace of mind. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
Imagine no more wasted time walking around dealerships test driving cars, because shopping for a vehicle has finally evolved. Introducing Buyers Express from Buyers Auto, the fastest way to buy your next car. Start by visiting BuyersAuto.com. Find the vehicle you want, then click Buyers Express to start your deal.
Come see why it's better to buy at Buyers.
Buy your auto from Buyers Auto. Visit BuyersAuto.com.
Again voted Columbus's best steakhouse, Hyde Park is known for award-winning, thick-cut, aged steaks cooked at 1,800 degrees. Rated extraordinary by Zagat Guide, Hyde Park was also voted one of the top steakhouses in the entire country. Monday through Friday, enjoy happy hour with martinis, cocktails, and bar plates, starting at just $5 in a safe and socially distant environment. Proudly serving Columbus for over 30 years. Three area locations, downtown, Upper Arlington, and Dublin. Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse.
Hey there, Buckeye fans. Coach Chris Holtmann here. If you're looking to score points on and off the court, Kroger has you covered. With slam dunk deals and free pickup on orders of $35 or more, Kroger makes it easy to score more free time and save on game day faves. The ball is in your court. All you have to do is place your order on the app or at Kroger.com and shop anytime, anywhere. Kroger, fresh for everyone. And go Buckeyes.
Your home for Ohio State athletics, The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Timmy Hall here with you. It's Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto. I hope you're having a fantastic Monday, wherever you are. It's almost over, too, so that's great. The case of the Monday is going away. Papa John's wants you to buck up and help beat cancer. Use the promo code BUCKUP at PapaJohns.com to save $2 on any order over $20, and your locally owned Papa John's will donate $1 to the James at Ohio State. With over 11,000 raised this year and over 500,000 since 2017, join us to buck up and beat cancer. Our thanks to Papa John's for catering tonight's show. Loving the large pepperoni here, so thanks, boys. You can check them out at PapaJohns.com.
Time now for the Chris Holtmann Radio Show Rewind on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
It's a nice radio show. If you guys missed it, that's what this segment is all about. But if you caught the whole hour, that's good for you, because I thought Chris Holtmann was chipper. He was in pretty good spirits, all things considered, coming off of the 92-87 loss to Ohio State. I was talking with our nice producer back there, Eric Reeser, in the break, and Dwayne Washington Jr. got some recognition, and he was a co-Big Ten Player of the Year. I want to say that's the first time all year, as I'm scrolling through the little list from the conference, that an Ohio State player was awarded. And he's telling me, yeah, Caleb Wessem was the last guy. Can you believe it? With some of the performances we've had from EJ, even, shoot, just CJ Walker, Justin Ahrens, Zed Key, if you want to look at freshmen, I cannot believe that that's the first one. And Dwayne averaged 25.5 points across the games between Penn State and Michigan. And he hit the two threes. This is what I loved about the closing minutes, is the threes that he knocked down. And if he could have had that one other one, there was the one that he missed where he had the good look after Justice Suing hit his, as the Buckeyes were just trying to survive and throw anything that they could against the wall. It was, I think, 89-82, and Dwayne could have cut that thing. Oh, here it was. It was 86-79 with 32 seconds left still. If he hits that one, it was a great look. It's 86-82. You're north of 30 seconds left. You've still got the two timeouts. Then maybe Michigan starts sweating a lot more and you can force a turnover or two instead of throwing them at the free throw line. But either way, Dwayne still makes 2 3-pointers in the final minute. And what I loved is when he made that last one, 5 seconds left, it's a 3-point game. So with the way that that game is going and with the way that Dwayne is shooting and the three ball for both teams was falling in, the Michigan fans, I could just see them pacing around their living rooms, just sweating it out, sweating bullets, praying that Eli Brooks can just get one of those free throws to drop to end the game, because you almost felt like he needed to hit one of them or else something crazy was going to happen. If you get a long rebound and Ohio State starts charging for the half-court line and gets a decent look at the buzzer, that thing might go in. Evan Turner style, not for the win, but to send it to overtime, and then game on. Anything can happen. Throw Justin Ahrens back into the mix, see if he gets hot shooting. Could be a different story. But it was a fun contest. Someone had to lose it. To start things off, from Chris Holtmann, he said he heard a lot. He heard from a lot of people about that game.
As upset as I am about last night's game, and to be honest with you, I wasn't trying to hear it, but the number of people that texted me after the game talking about how high level the game was, the quality of the game, both teams' competitive spirit, the quality of play, how enjoyable that game was to watch as a college basketball follower, fan, person, someone involved, the way both teams played with played together and competed together and competed hard, I think is a really good thing. And I think that's really good for our players and for our players to enjoy that. What I would have loved, and is knowing that it's not possible, is for our players to have that full experience and for our fans to have that full experience.
And I'm totally hearing Chris Holtmann on that last point. Everything you said about the game, I mean, absolutely. It was as high level as you could ever ask from a college basketball game. The scoring was up there, the shot making, both teams fighting, bodies all over the court. Remember the one possession there where Hunter Dickinson gets fouled, who had a great game, the big guy from Michigan, and he goes on the deck. Kyle Young hits the deck. EJ Liddell and CJ Walker, they're all on the floor. It was just, it epitomized late season college basketball. Even teams that are one seeds, these guys are fighting because they believe that they could win something greater and win something more. And you also are fighting for a conference championship this late in the season, which it looks like Michigan's going to get, still not knowing ultimately how they decide that. But the one thing I'll say is full agreement with Holtmann about fans getting back in there, and sports are not truly back until we have the environments that way. It was such a high-level game that even without all those people there playing over TV and over the radio, it still felt big time, and it still felt awesome. Here's Chris Holtmann on how they fought all the way to the finish in that game.
We at least gave ourselves a chance in the very last possession of potentially getting a 5-second and then a chance at a baseline underneath situation to tie the game with a three. So, you know, I think our guys did a great job playing through the final horn. and competing, as you'd expect in a game like this, and certainly as you'd expect with this team. You know, we've not seen anything else from our team this year than a really, really incredible competitive spirit. You know, we've got to execute in some areas better, but I've got no qualms whatsoever with how we finish the game.
No doubt. It's kind of the things that I just hit on. Credit to Dwayne Washington Jr. When things look like they're completely gone, he's the man that seems to be able to step up and hit that shot to bring you back in to have a chance at something. C.J. Walker taking an easy bucket and some good effort defensively in that final minute to try to get the trap, to try to get the steal. But overall, he's right. There were a couple of stretches in that basketball game where it was lost, where you had some turnovers. The Justice Suing pass obviously is one that he's going to be shaking his head on for a long, long time. But it wasn't the whole game. It turned a 3-point lead into a 6-point lead with 2 minutes left. It was pretty critical. But I thought that stretch about midway through the second half, when the Buckeyes had a 4-point lead and they lost that lead, and it ended with that possession where there was like 3 offensive rebounds on one set for Michigan, and that kind of just mentally, it was the takeover spot. Here's Chris Holtmann, though. You mentioned bodies on the floor, right? And it's late season, the 2 games in a short period of time. Guys are banged up. Guys are dinged. Musa Diallo didn't even play in the game. Chris Holtmann talking a little bit more about being banged up now.
I don't think we'll have everybody healthy enough to practice tomorrow. But the ones that will, we need to get better. And we need to have a couple good days of preparation for a Michigan State team that's far better than what their record is. You're talking about a team that was top 5 in the country just about a month and a half, 2 months ago. So it's going to be a great challenge for us here. And, you know, whoever we have that is healthy and ready to go, we'll need to really play well.
Yeah, I find it really fascinating, you know, just picturing there at their facility for practice time, who might be just in the ice bath the whole entire time. And some of the guys here that have only been playing 5 to 10 minutes a game near the end of the bench, they're practicing a lot and really trying to bring the pace and bring the energy. And you do have to balance rest and recovery versus getting fired up and having high energy practices, because the games that are left are going to beat you up with these 3 on the schedule. Chris Holtmann here saying they got to be ready for Michigan State's transition offense coming up.
Great urgency in the first, you know, really 6-7 seconds of the clock is going to be critical. Great urgency to sprint back and build walls and load to the ball, everything coaches talk about in transition, and also not foul them, not put them on the line. They're playing now with a little bit of a better offensive lineup because Gabe Brown is back for them, which is why they picked up some really huge wins, a big one on Saturday that they won on the road at Indiana. So offensively, they're a little bit different than when we played them last time. But all in all, I think that's the biggest thing, is being able to execute defensively.
Nothing's easy this time of year. I'll just reiterate that, because Chris Holtmann's always saying it, and it's true. The battle that you just had against Penn State to get to that Michigan game, everybody was saying, just don't look ahead. We're going to find out in this Penn State game how much Ohio State wasn't looking ahead. They still could have lost that game, and also not looking ahead to Michigan, because that's just a tough game this late in the season in the Big Ten. Michigan State's not going to be easy. A lot of times these games against the teams down in the standings are even harder than these really good teams, because they are hunting. They're scratching and clawing and trying to get any kind of win they can to put together a resume. So we might have another comment or two from Chris Holtmann as we meander through the show tonight. Hey, you can stay up to date on all things Columbus sports and get highlights, sound bites, and all the best moments from your favorite Columbus teams by following at Fox Sports CBUS on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Coming up next, we're going to talk more about this Buckeye basketball team as we run the fast break with the captain, Ron Stokes, as Buckeye Roundtable continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable coming up, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
And now, Archie Griffin, football's only 2-time Heisman Trophy winner, to tell you about Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. Your independent Encova Insurance agent can create a personalized solution for all your insurance needs. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, local expertise, and more, Encova provides a full range of products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. They remain dedicated to progress and continue to strive to be the most trusted and responsive provider of industry-leading solutions. Hard work and passion are critical components of any winning team. Count on Encova Insurance as your local team to provide peace of mind. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
Hi, this is Paul Keels, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Convenience Stores of Speedway is proud to be a sponsor of Ohio State Athletics and your first choice for value and convenience. Start your day at Speedway with a great selection of hot and cold beverages, energy drinks, pastries, and everything else you need to get going. Speedway, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
We're on your way, the Convenience Stores of Speedway.
Atlas Butler is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in Columbus. Since the beginning, our focus has been on serving the community. Whether it's getting a furnace up and running the same day or supporting local organizations, you can count on us for trusted, convenient care. A lot has changed over the years, but our values have remained the same. Honesty, integrity, and a commitment to keep you comfortable in your home.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Stuffed crust lovers, some of you have been waiting for this moment your whole lives. Papa John's new stuffed crust pizza is here. So if you end up speechless due to the melty, cheese-filled marvel of a stuffed crust pizza, here's a list of words you can use. Outstanding, first rate, terrific, peerless, unparalleled, superior, supreme. No, that's something else. What about epic, epic? Introducing the new epic stuffed crust pizza from Papa John's with one topping for $12. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
Hey, football fans. Leave the Hail Marys for the game and go for a sure thing when it comes to satisfying your craving. When you pick up Raising Cane's for game day, all you have to worry about is the score, because we've got the food covered. With hand-battered, cooked-to-order, always fresh, never ever frozen chicken fingers, craveable cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. One love.
The fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Timmy Hall back here at the network studio. Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto. Good to be with all of you fine Buckeye fans, wherever you are, however you're listening to us. Hey, Buckeye fans, AEP Energy is redefining the game with renewable energy plans for your home or business. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
It's time now for the Buckeye Roundtable Fast Break.
All right, and I think my producer Eric told me, still trying to get Ron Stokes on the line here. So, buddy, just tell me when we've got him. And we'll be talking some more about this Buckeye basketball team in the meantime. You know, one of the things that we were going over in the last segment about this team is how much production you got from Dwayne Washington Jr., from E.J. Liddell, and from C.J. Walker, and managed to lose the game. Now, I've heard like two different ways that Buckeye fans are viewing this. There's people saying, like, this is troubling that you could have elite games like that from your two stars and really your sixth starter, right? That's what C.J. Walker has become. That's what Chris Holtmann is calling him there. I will give him that label. He is totally fantastic. He also played 32 minutes in the game. C.J. scored 15. So there's that side. And then if you're more in my camp, I'm taking the approach and looking at this like, we have not seen a game like this since Ohio State turned the corner, since they started getting all these players up to speed, since Seth Towns had a game here or there where he could give you 8 to 12 points and knock down some mid-range shots and hit the three. Eugene Brown would pop in there, play some great defense, hit a corner three. Shoot, there was only a game ago when he did that for you against Penn State. And then, of course, There's three critical guys here, and this is why I'm not worried. I'm not concerned at all, because you're not going to get 30 and 23 from E.J. Liddell and Dwayne Washington the rest of the way. But you're going to get really good basketball. Kyle Young, Justice Suing, Justin Arns, all of those guys, they combined to give you 11 points. That was it right there. And all three of them, Justin's not really one of the great rebounders on this team. When he's on the floor, he's got some height. He can go and get a weak side board for you, and he can pad the stats a little bit. But Justice Suing and Kyle Young, they're the guys that really hammer the glass. And it just wasn't their night for the three of those guys. And I know that they're going to be here down the stretch for Ohio State. So as we bring in the captain, Ron Stokes, and run the fast break here. Ron, I was just sort of talking about, you got so much production from Dwayne and E.J. Liddell and C.J. It was really the first time in a while that you didn't get, you know, a single great game from any of the other guys. And I'm not too worried about that because I've got some faith in them. They've done it so much all year long. I know that team is going to keep showing up for Ohio State. What about you?
Yeah, there's no – first of all, Tim, good evening.
Yeah, man.
It was a fantastic game to watch, to call. You're absolutely right. You saw Michigan playing probably one of their best games of the year in terms of the combination of inside-outside. They were exceptional from beyond the arc in the first 20 minutes. But you're right. I mean, when you go against a team like Michigan, you need everybody contributing, kind of like a road game where you need multiple guys stepping up. And it would have been nice if Justin Arns was able to get a three. And that's where you see the elevation of his game. It's one thing to be a better shooter, more aggressive, but now you got to do it yet even on a bigger stage against a great opponent. He understands that every game, Tim, somebody's going to be trying to lock him out. He's just got to figure out a way to get free and contribute to his team with the three or two to help them to get to another level.
Yeah, Ron, there's almost a part of me staying on Justin where – I found myself wanting him to adopt more of that Dwayne Washington gene, where it's like, dude, you're only 0-for-2. You got good, clean looks there. Don't let that be it, you know? Keep hunting for that shot, because we've seen you shoot. Like, you could turn 0-for-2 into 5-for-8 real quick, like with the blink of an eye.
Yeah, but Tim, it's more than just wanting to be aggressive. He's got to get physical and be able to get open, because – I mean, you're talking about Michigan's long. I mean, there's guys 6'5 with great wingspans, very physical. They were up on Justin Arns. So he's got to figure out a way to get open. It's not just wanting to do it. He's just got to get savvy is the word. He's got to get crafty to figure out a way to get even if it's just a couple of seconds to get. They needed his boost. They needed another score. You were right on point, Tim. They needed another guy to complement what we saw with Liddell and Washington. And I know Walker did his best. I mean, he had a solid game with 15, but they needed one more guy to kind of be exceptional to get them over the hump.
So just as a Buckeye, and we're with Ron Stokes here, what has been your overall mood here in the 24 hours since the game? Is it disappointment? Is it just, man, that was a fantastic game, someone had to lose? What is it for you?
Man, I feel bad for the players. I feel bad for Coach Holtman. I kind of thought a little bit when he had the Cater Bates D-led team, and had it not been for a couple of heroic shots by Penn State, they could have been Big Ten champs that year. And so now you're talking about a team like Michigan who will not have to play their entire schedule, not making any excuses for them, but still you're talking about they're still going to got some heavy lifting to go, but you lose to Purdue twice. That hurts. And now you need Michigan to lose four games to even have a chance, and that probably will not happen. But I felt bad because they gave a great effort and a game that they definitely could have won. I just feel bad for them and the team for not being able to get that win.
Yeah, I hear you. And we can kind of roll that in to our Big Ten breakdown powered by Honda, celebrating 40 years of manufacturing right here in Ohio. And that's, I'm with you. Not to cash in and get that Big Ten championship, Holtman will say, like, he'll come out there and say the Big Ten was weaker that year. Like, we had a chance to do it with that Cade Bates Diop team. and you couldn't. And to think about how much growth there's been in the program, right? Like, I'm happy about that, but it's like you said, it stings to know that a Big Ten championship is really slipping through your hands now. I mean, Illinois is up there. You even beat Illinois. And how can you be this good but now feel so far away from winning this Big Ten title? It's incredible.
Yeah, it's tough, but we all knew once the Big Ten started to unfold, like, man, this is as competitive as we've seen in quite some time, and the margin of error is so small. And Ohio State touched on a little bit this morning when I was on with Bo and James, and then a little bit with Coach Holtman during the show. You know, they had a stretch where a couple of mistakes, you know, you the end of the first half, a couple of turnovers, a couple of offensive rebounds that Michigan got back to back. Those little things add up, and clearly was the difference in whether you got a W or an L.
So, Ron, your quick take with Michigan State coming up on Thursday night. It's a tough schedule again with the late Thursday night and a Sunday game against Iowa, but the Buckeyes played pretty well against Michigan State the first time around. Don't think it's going to be that easy this time.
No, I don't think so. But at the same time, I'm more concerned about the internal part of Ohio State. It's about Ohio State. Are they going to be healthy enough? Are they going to be able to recover and then get ready for a game on Sunday? I mean, you're talking about, I know it's in East Lansing. It's not like you're going to Nebraska, but you're still talking about a 9 p.m. start. They're going to get back really, really late Thursday. And I don't care what anybody say, it will impact their practice on Friday. There's no question about it. They will not be the same. They'll be there mentally, but physically, to get back late, early in the morning, get into bed 3, 4 o'clock, and then try to come in to have a quality practice on Friday, that's going to be tough to do.
Well, let's try to keep the chin up, because this is still a special team. Fourth in the country, yep. Man, 18-5, and the fun is still ahead. I mean, we haven't even made it to March yet, but it's coming, man, in these games. You want these games to be challenging here, because you got to earn every piece of it if you want to make a Final Four or something more. So I can't wait, man. Ron, always appreciate the chats, buddy.
All right, go Bucks.
Yep, go Bucks. Leave it with that. Ron Stokes, the former captain, a great Ohio State basketball player, our color commentator right here for all of the radio broadcasts. You should check that out if you haven't done that. If you don't listen to Paul and Ron, you should do that from now on. Hey, Kroger Pickup is the easy way to get what you need right when you need it. Try Kroger Pickup today in the Kroger app or at Kroger.com. We will flip to some football here, and we're going to hit the red zone with Bill Rabinowitz of the Columbus Dispatch as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
All righty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
Here's to the ones who put in the work. The no days off, rise and grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low-fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns Motivation Monday into Flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with Chocolate Milk is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The 2021 Buckeye Cruise for Cancer is beachbound. Join Urban and Shelly Meyer and other former Buckeye greats in Fort Lauderdale. Join in on the fun in the sun June 16th through 20th at the Marriott Harbor Beach Resort and Spa. Call 614-792-6204 or visit BuckeyeCruise.com to book your reservation today. Go Buckeyes, beat cancer.
Ohio State 4-Miler fans, we hope you are staying healthy and safe. And to keep you that way, the Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Byers Auto, Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's, is going virtual this year, April 16th through 18th. Participants who sign up receive an official race shirt, race bib, and finisher's medal. All you have to do is walk or run 4 miles over the course of 3 days and share your journey with us on social media. For more information on how to sign up for the virtual Ohio State 4-Miler, visit OhioState4Miler.com. A portion of the proceeds of the virtual 4-Miler will go to the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer, benefiting the Urban and Shelley Meyer Fund for Cancer Research at the James.
When you've got your home team from AgPro backing you, you roll over task. Cut the backfield. Bring it. Save you tons of money on a John Deere 1 Series tractor? You bet. Right now, our 1023E compact tractor with loader is just $134 per month. That's what your home team can do for you. For more home team savings, visit agproco.com today. Offer ends 1/30/2021. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
My name is Bill Artman, and I lead retail operations here at Giant Eagle. I'm extremely proud of our 32,000 team members who are working around the clock to service our communities. Our trucks are moving, our stores are following top safety measures, and we're receiving shipments daily. And we would like to thank our customers for your patience and trust. For information on hours, curbside pickup, and any updates as we move through this crisis together, visit us at GiantEagle.com/response.
Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
It is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto. I'm Timmy Hall, back at the network studios. Thanks for joining us. Introducing the James Cancer Diagnostic Center, the first step in determining your specific type of cancer from the experts who study and treat cancer every day. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu.
Buckeye Roundtable, Red Zone.
All right, and very pleased to be joined again by Bill Rabinowitz, our friend from the Columbus Dispatch. Bill, how's it going, man? Thanks for talking some Buckeye football today. You know, I saw you tweeting up a storm about that classic basketball game yesterday, too. Too bad we couldn't get it done.
It was a great game. I mean, just from an aesthetic point of view, it was fun to watch.
It really was. You know, and I saw you switching to football here. I like the story that you logged this week about C.J. Barnett. I'm glad that you did, because of all the shuffling around with Ohio State's football staff, you know, his will be the lowest on the chain, but I also think it's one of the more interesting ones because he's a former player here, and what he did sort of at the beginning of the Urban Meyer era as a safety, he was really a quality player, and you seem to find out a little bit more about what a quality man he was. Maybe you knew that just from your reporting, though, and I'm wondering, like, how much did this sort of bring back up what you remembered as C.J. Barnett as a player when it was, you know, 10 years ago, and then speaking to him again now that he's taking this job and role at Ohio State?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I knew C.J. Back when he played. He always struck me as being a very confident guy, one of these mature guys. And some guys that you kind of know, they're you know, kind of typical college students, and then there are ones that you know they've got it on the ball. And he was one of those, you know, that you just kind of sense that he knew where he was going. Even then, he was, I think he was a criminology major and knew he wanted eventually to be a policeman potentially, which he became. And it took a special job like this one to have him change careers because, you know, he really enjoyed being a policeman but this was an opportunity that he felt like he couldn't pass up. And it's really one of the pillars of the program. What Ryan Stamper established before going to Jacksonville with Urban Meyer was a really impressive program. Real Life Wednesdays people know about. It's kind of their preparation for a post-football career. And so when you think about the most important people under the coach, it really is Mickey Marotti, the strength coach, Mark Pantone, who handles recruiting, Ryan Voltolini, who just kind of is just the glue to the operation in certain ways. And then, you know, Ryan Stamper, now C.J. Barnett with the off-field stuff. It's more than even career counseling. It's just being an ear for players.
Sure.
If something happens, if they get a flat tire, if they get this. I mean, if God forbid, you know, when Haskell Garrett got shot, that was, I think, the first call or one of the first calls was to Ryan Stamper. So it's really an important job at Ohio State.
You really are the ears for all of the players, and you just got to be there when they need you. And he is the – assistant athletic director for player development. Is that the role? Was that Ryan Stamper's role, or is that also exactly that was, what C.J. Barnett's title is?
That was Ryan Stamper's title eventually. C.J. Barnett, as of now, is director of player personnel, so I think he'll eventually work his way up to having the same title or something similar. I think right now it's just director, but it really doesn't matter. It's just, it's the same job.
Yeah, and I the quote that I loved in the article, and you guys need to check it out at Buckeye Extra, was how CJ talked about how I think I've had my share of successes and failures, and it's why it makes me good for this type of position. You know, one dream ends playing professional football. He goes after the next one and becomes a police officer. Now, I'm sure this is a dream come true to get to work for this athletic department that he gave some blood, sweat, and tears to as a football player. So it's really cool. Bill, we're really hopeful that this program's going to get to have, as Ryan Day put it a month or so ago, some semblance of a normal spring. All signs are pointing to that right now. We seem to be climbing out of this thing, so I feel good about that. Outside of, 100,000 packing the shoe for a spring game, that's not going to happen. But what's the biggest storyline in the front of your mind right now for this team?
Well, they're going to have to settle on a quarterback eventually. They don't have to do it right away, but that's the headliner going into spring practice. Is it C.J. Stroud, who looked like he was ahead of Jack Miller by the end of the year? Will Kyle McCord make a real run at it, which he very well might, five-star guy? And then, of course, waiting in the wings next year is Quinn Ewers, the top player in the country in the 2022 recruiting class. So it's going to be in a very interesting situation for Ohio State this year. And then, look, the backfield, who's going to be the running back? Is it Master Teague? Is it Travion Henderson, the five-star freshman? One of the other guys? I mean, Bion Williams looked good at the end of last year. So there are a lot of questions. They got to replace their linebackers. Four of their top linebackers are gone. So it's going to be fascinating. It's going to be a really interesting spring.
Yeah, you mentioned that last position group. I've been really poring over that because four linebackers, and you get to the last one too, and it was Justin Hilliard. And look how good Justin Hilliard was starting to become right at the end of his run. Is there a certain linebacker that you just have more faith in than the rest of them coming back here for 21?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, there's all such kind of unknowns. Now, they played a decent amount. I mean, I think Taraja Mitchell's a guy who we've waited to emerge.
Sure.
He played a decent amount last year, was a little spotty. I think he would tell you that it wasn't everything you thought he should be, but he'll get his chance. Dallas Gantz, another guy. I know they really liked their linebacker. When I talked to Al Washington back in December about the next wave, he was genuinely excited. And you can kind of tell when guys are blowing smoke and when guys are genuine, and he seemed to be genuine. A guy like Cody Simon, I'm really fascinated to see, does he really emerge? But there are a lot of guys, and the fun thing for those guys is, there's not somebody ahead of them in the pecking order. It's an even playing field, and the best three or four, however many it is, are going to play.
Hey, last one, 20 seconds. Who's going to wind up the higher draft pick when it's all said and done, Chris Olave or Garrett Wilson? Who you got?
Oh, boy. I think they're both going to be first-round picks. I would probably say Olave because, boy, that's a tough one, though.
Who's your favorite, right?
I think he's a little more polished, a little smoother, maybe a little more versatile. But I tell you what, Garrett Wilson is a phenomenal player. I mean, you throw the ball anywhere near him and he's going to catch it. Just makes the spectacular look routine. And that's another group that's going to be really fun to watch with the guys they have coming back.
Bill, always appreciate the time, man. Guys, you can check him out on Twitter at BR Dispatch. We'll talk soon, okay?
Sounds good. And just I'll tell you one thing. I've got a series starting on Sunday that I'm not going to share what it is, but I think readers will be interested.
Ooh, okay. Nice tease there, Bill. We'll look out for that. Thanks,
man.
Yep, good stuff.
All right, thank you, Tim. Thank you.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, by the way, the Ohio State 4-Miler presented by Byers Auto, the Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's is going virtual April 16th to the 18th. Fans can run or walk wherever they are, get an official shirt, race bib, and finisher's medal. For more info and to register, go to ohiostate4miler.com. A portion of the virtual 4-Miler goes to the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer, benefiting the Urban and Shelley Meyer Fund for Cancer Research. Don't go anywhere. We're talking women's hoops with Kevin McGuff next as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
This is Buckeye. Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at Safelite.com. Safelite Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Are you ready to buy a home, but worried you can't afford it? When you use the Ohio Housing Finance Agency's down payment assistance or its discounted interest rate for recent college grads, teachers, nurses, veterans, and more, buying a home isn't as tough. Not a first-time home buyer? We've got a program for you, too. Find out if you qualify at myohiohome.org. That's myohiohome.org. Homeownership, it's within reach.
And now, Archie Griffin, football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, to tell you about Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. Your independent Encova Insurance agent can create a personalized solution for all your insurance needs. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, local expertise, and more, Encova provides a full range of products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. They remain dedicated to progress and continue to strive to be the most trusted and responsive provider of industry-leading solutions. Hard work and passion are critical components of any winning team. Count on Encova Insurance as your local team to provide peace of mind. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
Some places have low prices, but at Kroger, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Kroger app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You gotta come see the new Big Lots.
Gotta go big.
We're going big with a great new look in the store and lots of great deals on everything for your home. Quality brands like Broyhill Furniture, favorites like Doritos and Swiffer, even housewares and home decor too. Big names, low prices, and big buyouts that'll blow your mind. There are always big surprises in store. So come check out the new Big Lots. Live big, save lots.
Every game, every season, Buckeye Nation comes together to support Ohio State basketball. The Buckeyes make their fans proud by giving it their all on the court. Their hard work, determination, and resilience embody what our state is all about. Every client, every day, Elk & Elk works tirelessly to support the great people of Ohio. A consistent winner in the courtroom, we get injury victims the compensation they deserve. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk & Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto, rolling along. I'm Timmy Hall. Hey, if things are changing at your bank, maybe it's time to change banks. Heartland Bank has been proudly supporting the communities they serve since 1911 and encourage Buckeye Nation to buy local and bank local. Community banking is alive and well in the Heartland. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Well, as we look at the schedule for this Buckeye women's hoops team, we got three games left to build on what's been a solid season. And every week, we get to talk about the team with the head coach, Kevin McGuff. Coach, it's good to talk to you, man. And what can we say? Ohio State hoops as a whole just didn't have the day we wanted against that team up north.
Yeah, it just wasn't our day yesterday, unfortunately, in two hard-fought games for both the men and the women. But just didn't come out the way we wanted it, that's for sure.
I'll ask you a couple about yesterday's game, and then we'll go from there, if that's all right. Third quarter, when I thought when JC lost the handle trying to split the double team there, and Michigan got the transition layup, I love the timeout to try to stop the momentum. Sometimes, though, as we know, it doesn't always work. Coach's worst nightmare, right? Turnovers after a timeout. Michigan gets the buckets. What went wrong on those possessions, and how did you like your team's fight down the stretch, considering what that did?
Yeah, we had a bad stretch there in the third quarter where we missed some shots, and we got some good looks at the basket, some good opportunities. We just didn't finish, and then they were getting out in transition and scoring, and then the turnovers really hurt too. So it was kind of an avalanche of things there, and you know, we called a couple timeouts to try to, you know, stem the tide, but we just couldn't do it. And then, though, I was proud of the way our kids really fought back down the stretch. We played really hard down at the end there to give ourselves a chance. We just kind of ran out of time there.
Coach, were you okay with how your team was looking for shots and trying to find the right shots? Was there maybe some improvements you would have liked to see there?
You know what? I thought that Michigan's defense is really good, especially early in the shot clock. And I don't think we weren't committed enough to execution and moving the ball to get better shots than what we got. And so, and then when we did get some, we didn't finish. But in general, we needed to execute at a little bit higher level to generate better quality looks.
Doesn't it seem like that's one of the toughest things as a coach, especially when you get down to a really good team, to try to have that patience with your offense? I feel like that must be one of the toughest things to coach into young players.
It really is, because everybody's like trying to contribute and trying to make a play to get us back to where we want to be in the game, and it gets just, people get impatient, but just really, really, you know, sticking with the execution and not settling for quick shots in the possession is really, really difficult in those circumstances.
Yeah, it's like there's no 10-point shot, you know? We've got Coach Kevin McGuff with
That's
us
right.
here. Yeah, he can't get it all back. This isn't the old MTV basketball where there's the 10-point dot is on the court there. You throw it to the third hoop stacked on high.
That's right.
But those were the days, right? You know, it's also tough when you don't get that offense from someone who's been so good for you lately, like Dorka. And you know, when Naz Hillman is on the other side, it's going to be tough defensively as well, and that can sometimes take a little bit out of the motor. What happened, in your view, to Dorka, and were you and her teammates able to pick her up a little? I imagine she had to be pretty disappointed about that one.
Yeah, you know, she's been so good for us lately, and just putting up double-double after double-double, and just her day yesterday. And, you know, she got... They're very good defensively around the basket, and they're very physical, and I think that bothered us in general. And then, you know, when she did get some chances, the ball just didn't go in. So it was a tough day for her. But I'll say that she continued to play hard. She rebounded the ball, and you know, she'll bounce back because she's a great player, and she's had a great year so far.
Kevin, you never want to be without somebody as important to the team, someone as good as Madison Green. But, man, that young lady that you recruited out of New York, Kateri Poole, you had to like what she brought. She looks really good.
She's got a lot of talent, and I think you saw that on display in the last couple games. She's had more of an opportunity here with Madison out, and she's done a great job taking advantage of it. But, you know, she's got talent, and her best days are certainly ahead of her.
I know that you've had looks at this with your schedule recently. When the season gets late and you start playing those teams that are toward the bottom of the Big Ten standings, they are hunting, and you're finding that those games are just as difficult against the teams at the top of the standings. So what's the next couple of days going to look like for your team getting ready for Penn State?
Yeah, it's really a difficult week, you know, playing on Sunday, then turn around playing Wednesday. And then again Saturday. So we'll have our hands full. You know, Penn State they're very dangerous. They play extremely well at home. And so that'll be a challenging game for us. We need really great days of preparation and practice, great focus, and we need to be able to apply that to the game Wednesday. It'll be a tough challenge for us.
Is there something in particular now, just looking over the tape from yesterday's game, that you want them to focus on a little bit more going into that one Wednesday?
It's going to be, you know, certainly our offensive execution will be key. And we've got to, you know, especially with Madison out, it's just different. You know, she really kind of makes us go in a lot of ways. And so we've got to continue to improve with that area with her out, with the rotations a little bit different.
And when a game against, and it's the second game of the season against an opponent, but when the first one was such a long time ago, I think Penn State might have been your first Big Ten game after the postponement, right? So is it almost like
Yes.
you're playing them? It's a brand new opponent. You know what I'm trying to say?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It will be like a brand new opponent. And, you know, they play very fast. They get the game going up and down. They press and try to just really kind of speed you up. So it's not an easy game, and it's like you said, especially because we haven't played them a while, it'll be almost like new again for us.
Kevin, I know you're probably not one to take credit for this because you still got a season going along, but I wanted to congratulate you on being, along with Chris Holtman, on the late year Naismith Coach of the Year list. It's well deserved. The fans can see it. There's so much pride right now in Buckeye basketball on both sides. So congrats to you, and hopefully you guys can finish strong.
No, I appreciate it. I mean, that's good recognition for our program and really just a reflection of how well our kids have done this year and what the staff's put into it.
That's right, man. All right, go get him this week. Have a good week of practice, and let's go get Penn State.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Always really enjoy Coach, and he's modest. He's done a heck of a job. All the adversity for this Buckeye women's team this year, and for him and for Coach Holtman to both get honors like that from the folks at Naismith, that is a big, big deal. We have got a great second hour lined up for you, so do not go anywhere. It's all going to start at 7 o'clock or 7:02 with some high school hoops talk as we give out that Archie Griffin High School Player of the Week honor. There's more coming up as Buckeye Roundtable continues.
Atlas Butler is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in Columbus. Since the beginning, our focus has been on serving the community. Whether it's getting a furnace up and running the same day or supporting local organizations, you can count on us for trusted, convenient care. A lot has changed over the years, but our values have remained the same. Honesty, integrity, and a commitment to keep you comfortable in your home.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Have you or a loved one been injured in a car accident? The Stuckey Firm understands these tragic events are never planned. With thousands of dollars in medical bills and expenses, let the Stuckey Firm get you the money you deserve. Attorney Nathan Stuckey has recovered millions of dollars for his clients. Recognized by Super Lawyers as one of the top attorneys in Ohio, Nathan Stuckey will fight for you and your family at every turn. The Stuckey Firm. Experience you need. Results you deserve. For a free consultation, call 937-346-8000 or visit thestuckeyfirm.com.
The 2021 Buckeye Cruise for Cancer is beachbound. Join Urban and Shelley Meyer and other former Buckeye greats in Fort Lauderdale. Join in on the fun in the sun June 16th through 20th at the Marriott Harbor Beach Resort and Spa. Call 614-792-6204 or visit BuckeyeCruise.com to book your reservation today. Go Buckeyes, beat cancer.
Who can help you score a touchdown with your finances? How about our friends at Credit Union of Ohio? Whether you're looking to buy a new home or make upgrades like a finished basement to watch all the big games, their team of experts will help you get the funds you need. It's a great time to make those renovations you've been dreaming about. Credit Union of Ohio is your local mortgage lender. Learn more about their home loan options at cuofohio.org. That's cuofohio.org. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Stuffed crust lovers, some of you have been waiting for this moment your whole lives. Papa John's new stuffed crust pizza is here. So if you end up speechless due to the melty, cheese-filled marvel of a stuffed crust pizza, here's a list of words you can use. Outstanding, first rate, terrific, peerless, unparalleled, superior, supreme. No, that's something else. What about epic, epic? Introducing the new epic stuffed crust pizza from Papa John's with one topping for $12. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
Ford is America's best-selling brand, and now is the best time to buy because you can get great offers on the Ford vehicle lineup. We build Ford trucks that offer outstanding performance and capability. We build Ford SUVs that offer versatile and convenient features to help you every day. And because Ford trucks and SUVs are built for this, you make Ford America's best-selling brand. Come see why at your local Ford store, based on 2019 calendar year total sales.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus, The Fan.
In times of fear, World Vision has been there for the most vulnerable. For the last 70 years, we've stood with kids and families during some of the world's hardest times. Through natural disasters, war, and disease, delivering life-saving aid and support, helping rebuild lives, and empowering entire communities to lift themselves out of poverty. And we're doing the same today. Because rising to these challenges is in our DNA. And with every act of courage, faith, and love, at home and abroad, we do more than just stop the spread of fear. We replace it with hope. Learn more at worldvision.org.
Ohio State 4-Miler fans, we hope you are staying healthy and safe. And to keep you that way, the Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Byers Auto, Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's, is going virtual this year, April 16th through 18th. Participants who sign up receive an official race shirt, race bib, and finisher's medal. All you have to do is walk or run 4 miles over the course of 3 days and share your journey with us on social media. For more information on how to sign up for the virtual Ohio State 4-Miler, visit ohiostate4miler.com. A portion of the proceeds of the virtual 4-Miler will go to the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer, benefiting the Urban and Shelley Meyer Fund for Cancer Research at the James.
When you're not feeling well and want treatment as quickly as possible, you know to visit Ohio State for safe and convenient options. See a doctor or nurse on demand by calling telehealth immediate care. For non-life-threatening illness or injury, call 614-293-3200. And our team will coordinate your visit over video or phone. This same-day care is available without ever leaving home for many conditions you might otherwise walk in for. Get our care at your place today.
Roundtable presented by Byers Auto is on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by the James.
Hour number two of Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto. I'm Timmy Hall here at the Network Studios. It's so good to be with all of you fine Buckeye fans on this lovely Monday. So welcome back. You can stay up to date on all things Columbus sports. Get highlights, sound bites, and all the best moments from your favorite Columbus teams by following at Fox Sports CBUS on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Looking at men's hoops here, they are going to return to action Thursday night at 9 at Michigan State. A little late night. Our pregame coverage begins at 8:15. Right now, though, it's time to talk a little high school hoops.
It's time for the Ancoba Insurance High School Player Award on Buckeye Roundtable.
All right, so one of the highlights of the Buckeye Roundtable show is the presentation of the Ancoba Insurance Archie Griffin Athlete of the Week Award. During each roundtable show, Ancoba Insurance and the Ohio State Sports Network will honor a high school athlete for their outstanding play and team leadership. And this week's recipient is Imani Lyles of Beechcroft High School in Columbus. He scored 12 points, had 5 rebounds, 4 blocks, 3 steals, and paced his team while being in foul trouble for most of the second half, en route to a dramatic 64-62 win over Walnut Ridge in the City League Championship game. That's a big deal. Beechcroft stayed undefeated in a shortened 9-0 season. The game setup was weird. The Cougars were supposed to play Afrocentric, but COVID-19 placed the Scots into that game instead. Boy, was it a good one. Walnut Ridge found themselves down double digits, but managed to take the lead in the fourth quarter. Head coach Hayden Simmons of Beechcroft, he told the Columbus Dispatch that they usually have Lyles go up against the main guys in practice for if they ever get into this foul trouble situation, and that his team was prepared for it because of that. Special nod to junior J.J. Simmons, though, for his 19-point effort, and Antoine Reed had 14 rebounds. But according to 270hoops.com, it was Lyles who instantly came back into the game, provided a huge lift with an and one to reclaim the lead. The 6'8" kid, he was just too much for Walnut Ridge to handle. So congrats to Imani Lyles of Beechcroft High School. The recipient of this week's Ancoba Insurance Archie Griffin High School Athlete of the Week Award. Ancoba Insurance, a longtime radio sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Time now for the American Dairy Association mini statewide top performers on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
All right, because I'm sensing with the time of year here, high school basketball, it is heating up. It's heading towards tournament time everywhere. Championships are being won. You want some more high school hoops coverage? I can tell that. Staying in Central Ohio for a minute, how about Keaton Norris? We mentioned him before. Hilliard Bradley, he hit a game-winning three-pointer in a championship game. I mean, I can hear Paul Keels. He hits a shot that everybody dreams about with the Evan Turner one, right? So the Bradley Jags down Dublin Kaufman 61-59 crazily. This came just weeks after Kauffman ended, listen to this, this was for Hillier Bradley, a ridiculous 61-game OCC win streak. So Norris got up the floor quickly after a free throw was made. It made it 59-58, they're trailing. He got the timeout with 3 seconds left. Then his younger brother, Cade Norris, how great is this, right? Found him on the inbounds on the left wing for the winning shot. Keaton hit nothing but net, secured the Jags' fourth title in his 4 years there. Keaton had 19 points to lead all scorers, hit 3 triples overall. Congrats to the whole Norris family. I have to look this back up. There might be a Norris as the head coach there, too, at Hilliard. Let's go up to the northwest side of the state, to that Toledo area. We look at Cole McWinney from Toledo Christian. He led his squad to a win at Ottawa Hills. What's cool is he had a three-pointer from the left wing. Left wing three-pointers, right? It's a thing this week. It was in the first quarter, though, and he became the all-time leading scorer in school history for the Eagles. That's incredible. Congrats, man. TC would win this one 55-34. Toledo Christian improved to 17-4 with that win. Also up in that area, congrats to Finley for that nice 56-39 win over Central Catholic. That gave the Trojans a share of the TRAC championship. That also gave them a solid 15-3 regular season. It's a three-way championship in that league, as well as Lima Senior. They got a share of the crown. St. John's Jesuit earned their way in with a 57-40 win over Clay. St. John's also denied Lima Senior their chance to win the conference outright by taking them out 63-41. So an impressive finish for the Titans. Kennedy Vaughn came off the bench in that one, scored 15 points, and what was a great game. Heading over to Youngstown, let's check out that area. How about this crazy result between Sebring and Springfield? Springfield was aiming for a share of an MVAC championship, but Sebring, who came into the game 0-13 in conference play, pulled off a stunning 61-60 upset. The Trojans got the big game performance from Matt Bird, who scored 23 points and had 7 boards, hit the game winner. Frankie Lozoya added 19 as well. Springfield was leading the game by 9 after the first quarter. That meant that McDonald at 13-1 took the title. Springfield will be the top seed, though, in the Division III Northeast District. Also to pay attention to, something going on in Cleveland area basketball. How about Malachi Branham, a big-time player and a commit to play for Chris Holtman and the Buckeyes. St. Vincent, St. Mary, right? He was nominated for the McDonald's All-American Game in the Midwest region. I'm saying he's not in the McDonald's All-American Game. That's a nomination. That is still a very big deal. That's the first step to getting in the game. The Buckeyes have not had somebody represent since D'Angelo Russell, so that would be very cool. And it could be a pair, too, so check out Crestview High School as well in Convoy, Ohio. Congrats to another Ohio State commit, Kalen Etzler. He is a really, really good-looking young player. He's got size, speed, can hit shots from everywhere. He's also on that same McDonald's All-American nominee list. All right, our top performers from around the state is presented by the American Dairy Association Mideast. If you want an edge on your competition, start by fueling up with nutrient-rich, protein-packed, low-fat chocolate milk to give you the nutrition athletes need. All right, there's lots to get into in the world of Buckeye football recruiting, so we're going to go on the trail with Letterman Rose, Spencer Holbrook. That's next as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
For a Buckeye Roundtable coming up, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Come on over to Heartland.
Now, community banking is the lifeblood of the American financial system, building strong, lasting relationships. We're just better able to help guide you down life's road. Flexibility is paramount to success. Community banking is alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Come on over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Paul Keels, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Convenience Stores of Speedway is proud to be a sponsor of Ohio State Athletics and your first choice for value and convenience. Start your day at Speedway with a great selection of hot and cold beverages, energy drinks, pastries, and everything else you need to get going. Speedway, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
We're on your way, the Convenience Stores of Speedway. Just like our conference really has 14 teams, if I say I ate a hot dog, I really mean three. That's my hot dog confession.
My fiance is cool with serving Sugardale hot dogs at our wedding. She's definitely the one. That's my hot dog confession.
I can still raise my arms in the shape of an O while holding two hot dogs. O-H-I-O. That's my hot dog confession.
Look for Sugardale, the official hot dog of Ohio State Athletics, next time you stop into your local grocery store. It's the one with a bite out of it.
Imagine no more wasted time walking around dealerships test driving cars, because shopping for a vehicle has finally evolved. Introducing Buyers Express from Buyers Auto, the fastest way to buy your next car. Start by visiting buyersauto.com. Find the vehicle you want, then click Buyers Express to start your deal.
Come see why it's better to buy at Buyers.
Buy your auto from Buyers Auto. Visit buyersauto.com.
Hey there, Buckeye fans. Coach Chris Holtman here. If you're looking to score points on and off the court, Kroger has you covered. With slam dunk deals and free pickup on orders of $35 or more, Kroger makes it easy to score more free time and save on game day faves. The ball is in your court. All you have to do is place your order on the app or at Kroger.com and shop anytime, anywhere. Kroger, fresh for everyone. And go Buckeyes.
Hey, football fans, leave the Hail Marys for the game. Go for a sure thing when it comes to satisfying your craving. When you pick up Raising Cane's for game day, all you have to worry about is the score, because we've got the food covered. With hand-battered, cooked-to-order, always fresh, never ever frozen chicken fingers, craveable cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. One love.
Your Ohio State flagship station, The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Timmy Hall back here with you. It's Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto. Going to talk some recruiting here in a second. Hey, pregame or postgame, nothing beats fresh, never ever frozen chicken fingers dipped in craveable cane sauce, made fresh daily in their kitchens. It's their one love. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
It's time to talk Ohio State recruiting. This is Buckeye Roundtables on the Trail.
Well, Spencer, it's good to have you on the show again, man. I hope you've been well. You know I'll give you a thought or two on Buckeye basketball, since you're doing a little bit of that right now for LettermanRowe.com, and a nice job. It's a fun ride, isn't it? I mean, even though you don't get that game to go your way, that was some incredible basketball.
That was as high level of basketball as you're going to find in college, in the college game. I think I've seen a lot of good Duke North Carolina games, on TV. I've seen a lot of good Final Four games, things of that nature. I don't know if you're going to find a better game than what we just watched on Sunday, and I hope we get to do it at least one more time.
I do too. Could you imagine? I mean, people are already talking about that. We don't know what this Big Ten tournament is going to look like, but until I hear otherwise, I'm going to say that it's going to go on. The show's going to go on. I mean, everything we heard Chris Holtman say, it's going to be player driven. If they want to go, they're going to go. So that's what we expect to see. They can meet there. I wouldn't be surprised if they met in the NCAA tournament. Since you mentioned Duke UNC, did you know this, Spencer, that of all the chances that we would have had to see Duke Carolina twice every year, right? And they've met in the ACC tournament countless times. They have never, ever met in the Big Dance. Can you believe that?
Yeah, as a small, subtle North Carolina Tar Heel supporter in the sport of basketball, I am a little invested in that rivalry from a fan perspective. It's kind of interesting that they've never met. And I think it would be cool. Maybe one of these years we're going to get a Duke North Carolina on one side of the bracket, Ohio State Michigan on the other side of the bracket, and just complete the great circle of rivalries in college basketball.
We know we're not getting that this year because the year's turned on its head and UNC and Duke are not that good. Duke's actually hitting a stride. North Carolina's in the field. So maybe we still see it in the Final Four, rivalries all over the place. But Spencer, let's turn it to Buckeye football recruiting here. What do you think is the next thing that Ohio State needs to get accomplished right now?
I think Ohio State needs to figure out, and I think they have it figured out, but I think there needs to be some movement with this 2022 secondary. I think the news of Will Johnson, you know, almost cementing his pick between Michigan and USC, and it's probably going to be Michigan as a legacy, and, you know, as somebody who's really invested in that program up there. I think, you know, with Ohio State losing out on, you know, becoming part of that top four in the Denver Harris sweepstakes, kid from North Shore High School down in Texas, I think the Buckeyes really need to get the ball rolling and get this thing turned in a good direction in the 2022 secondary. And there are plenty of options there. You know, you got Zion Branch, safety from Bishop Gorman. You've got Xavier Wongpa from Iowa, a safety. You've got a couple different corners that Ohio State really likes, I know. And they just want to get kids on campus, man. I know that it kind of sucks to hear that, but they really just need to get guys on campus and be able to see them play before they, you know, make a ton of, you know, additional moves right now.
So you mentioned getting kids on campus, and with the story coming down here in the last week about extending the dead period, how is that hurting Ohio State more than other big time programs out there, or are the challenges similar across the board?
Well, I think it hurt them to have the dead period in any sense in the fall, because while Alabama had some students fans, and Clemson had some fans, and LSU had some fans, all the schools down in Texas had some fans. You know, you saw players going to games, you know, recruits going to games and being able to see the stadiums, and Ohio State just simply didn't have that. And maybe that was a skirt of the NCAA rules. Maybe it was just kids, you know, buying tickets on their own, I guess, if you want to call it that, down south. But you know, Ohio State didn't get to do any of that because there were no people in the crowd for the Ohio State games. And so there was a disadvantage there. I think that it's kind of level right now in a sense where, you know, nobody's going anywhere until at least May 31st. And you can't legally have anybody on your campus until May 31st at least. And so I don't think it's really a disadvantage right now, but I know that they're itching and they really, really want to be able to see these kids, you know, whether it be camps or workouts or games or just, you know, shake their hand and just meet them. I know that that's a big thing right now.
So how big of a deal in your eye was maintaining Al Washington, mainly in the recruiting standpoint? And who is the next guy past Brian Hartline at this moment with just the weight that they carry in the recruiting game right now for the Buckeyes?
Yeah, I think Al Washington, you know, keeping him around was absolutely massive. You know, he relates to guys really well. He's a really good recruiter. I think he does a really nice job in the linebacker room. You saw the improvement that the Buckeyes made in the linebacker unit in 2019 after getting rid of the old linebacker coach from 2018. You know, with what Al Washington's been able to do in that room and create the culture that he wants in that room, and then also dominate on the recruiting trail the way he has. You know, he's already got three linebackers committed in that class, in the 2022 class, that I know he's excited to coach, and I think they're going to probably add a fourth. I think that he's just a great recruiter, and to keep him in the program and to keep that stability in that room and on the defensive side of the ball like that, he's a rising star, and I think you have to give kudos to Ryan Day and the staff to be able to keep him around.
Spencer Holbrook, he covers recruiting. He's also doing some Buckeye men's basketball for those guys at Letterman Row, as we told you. So if I open up the 2021 class, you're going to get to see some of these guys, hopefully in a mostly normal spring, right? We know it's going to be more normal than last spring, because unless another pandemic drops out of the sky, they're going to get this in, and we're going in the right direction, not heading towards shutdowns. But beyond, say, Jack Sawyer, which one of these guys are you, for any particular reason, really excited to see get up and get going here?
It's got to be Travion Henderson. You just want to see that kid get the ball in his hands. I know that the Ohio State running back room is loaded, and maybe it's a cheap answer for me to give you. I think I don't know if I'm going to be allowed to give that answer much longer, but I'm really excited to see him play, and I want to see what Kyle McCord does in the quarterback room. I want to know. I want to see if he's able to step in and make up for some lost time that Jack Miller and C.J. Stroud both had. I think that he has the ability to do that. He's a really talented kid. He just won the National High School Player of the Year award, so that tells you everything you need to know about him. And he's a five-star kid that has all the talent in the world and can come in and immediately, you know, see time as a backup, if not win the job outright. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see what he can do and if he can make up that time.
Well, you know, Spencer, at some point you have to have a cutoff. You know, when I ask that question, it's like, what's your biggest storyline at camp? I asked that to Bill Rabinowitz, and I didn't say, and don't say quarterback. You know, I just want to see where the people go with it. I mean, if you say, don't say a five-star, sooner or later, you're not going to have many recruits to even talk about because the level at which they're recruiting five-stars here. It's like, don't say Jack Sawyer, don't say Emeka Egbuka, don't say Donovan Jackson, don't say Travion, and don't say Kyle McCord. Who else beyond that, you know? How about Tyleek Williams? I'm loving Tyleek Williams. What do you like about him?
Yeah, I really like him. You know, he's well over 300 pounds. He's a big kid. He can really stuff the run. I talked to his high school coach a couple weeks ago who had also been around Tim Settle, who's in the NFL now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's having a really nice career. And he said that, you know, Tyleek moves better than Tim Settle did at 18, and he knows that he's going to have a really nice career. And that's a pretty good comparison to have for a kid who's never played a down of college football yet. And so I think when you look at that and you hear that comp and then you watch the film, you do see some of that run-stuffing ability that you normally see in the trenches at the Alabamas and the LSUs and the Floridas. You kind of have a little bit of that in a kid like Tyleek Williams. I'm glad you asked about him because, you know, if there's one under-the-radar guy that I really think can make an impact in the defensive tackle spot, it's got to be Tyleek Williams. He's just a massive body that can really help the Buckeyes.
I love it. I'm going to be following him extra close. Manassas, Virginia is actually in my hometown. You probably didn't know that. But also, you got a guy already with the Washington football team on that defensive line. Maybe he can go that same route. Tim Settle, same high school, wind up on that team, being next to Chase Young. Chase Young will be the richest man in defensive football history by that time, if when Tyleek gets there. So,
yeah, probably.
He'll be able to take him out to dinner.
You're not wrong. Yeah, for sure. You're not wrong. And I think Tyleek has the ability to make it there. I think that, you know, his want to get better is the reason he's at Ohio State. His want to play for Larry Johnson is the reason that he committed to Ohio State and came to Ohio State without even visiting, never meeting Ryan Day. I think Ryan Day actually said that the first time he ever met him was in the hallway at the Woody on the first day of early enrollee
wow.
check-in. So it's just kind of crazy, but I do think he's got the ability to make an impact early in his career.
See, that's what I'm talking about. There, we hit a guy right there in the middle of one of the classes and not a lot of people have been talking about, Tyleek Williams. All right, so there's our little the segment came together right there at the very end. It was all good. Spencer, always appreciate it, man. Welcome back anytime.
Hey, I really appreciate it. Thanks.
Yep, no doubt, always. Spencer Holbrook, check him out, guys. LettermanRow.com, doing a nice job. Hey, Papa John's wants you to buck up and help beat cancer. Use the promo code BUCKUP at PapaJohns.com to save $2 on any order over $20, and your locally owned Papa John's will donate $1 to the James at Ohio State. With over 11,000 raised this year and over 500,000 since 2017, join us to buck up and beat cancer. Buckeye men's hockey got the split with Michigan this weekend. We're going to talk about it in Rinkside with Rolick. That's next as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College presented by the James.
Here's to the ones who put in the work, the no days off rise and grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns motivation Monday into flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with Chocolate Milk is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
This is Katie Smith. We are facing an extraordinary challenge, prescription drug misuse among people of all ages. For over a decade, Cardinal Health, a sponsor of Ohio State Athletics, has supported the Ohio State College of Pharmacy's Generation Rx, an engaging program to teach people of all ages about using medications safely. When Buckeye Nation engages around a great cause, we can do anything, and you can be part of the solution. Remember, never share your medications and always dispose of them properly. Learn more at GenerationRx.org.
Just like our conference really has 14 teams, if I say I ate a hot dog, I really mean three. That's my hot dog confession.
My fiance is cool with serving Schuradale hot dogs at our wedding. She's definitely the one. That's my hot dog confession.
I can still raise my arms in the shape of an O while holding two hot dogs. O-H-I-O. That's my hot dog confession.
Look for Schuradale, the official hot dog of Ohio State Athletics, next time you stop into your local grocery store. It's the one with a bite out of it.
Atlas Butler is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in Columbus.
Since the beginning, our focus has been on serving the community. Whether it's getting a furnace up and running the same day or supporting local organizations, you can count on us for trusted, convenient care. A lot has changed over the years, but our values have remained the same. Honesty, integrity, and a commitment to keep you comfortable in your home.
Mmm, mmm, that Filet-O-Fish Friday feeling can't be beat. Especially on Wednesdays. Or Tuesday. Mmm, or the occasional Monday. Now, can't forget about Thursday. Mmm, I got to have it on Sunday.
And now you can enjoy two flaky Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $5. Only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When you've got your home team from AgPro backing you, you roll over task. Cut the backfield. Bring it. Save you tons of money on a John Deere 1 Series tractor? You bet. Right now, our 1023E compact tractor with loader is just $134 per month. That's what your home team can do for you. For more home team savings, visit agproco.com today. Offer ends 1/30/2021. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Timmy Hall back here with you. It's Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto. Introducing the James Cancer Diagnostic Center, the first step in determining your specific type of cancer from the experts who study and treat cancer every day. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu.
It's time for the Elk and Elk Report from Learfield IMG College on the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the James.
Yes, indeed, we'll be getting ringside with Rollick in just a second, but this is the portion we take a look at this men's basketball team, and it's the injury situation, right? And there's, we'd almost need the rest of the show to go over everything that's ailing these Buckeyes. You know, that sounds overly dramatic. They're just really banged up right now. They don't have anyone with too many critical season-ending injuries. You know, we haven't seen anything from the big center, Ibrahima Diallo, really this whole season. Musa Diallo is the biggest thing to report. He did not play against Michigan, and after he had a really solid performance, I didn't like some of his defensive fouls. I think all four of them were just a little bit late moving his feet, but Penn State was very, very active, and they were cutting and they were passing around the perimeter, and that was happening. But Musa Diallo, I think, stepped on a shoe in that game, and we didn't hear where it came from, but I think it was that. And he had an ankle injury, and he did not play against Michigan, and his status against Michigan State is up in the air. So that's really it. And Chris Holtmann talked on his radio show today about how he was about to go meet with the medical staff, with the trainers, and figure out the plan of attack for coming up this week, and how a lot of guys were not going to be participating in practice tomorrow. Rest and recovery at this portion of the season. So we will see how this goes. Our injury report was presented by Elk and Elk. Serious fans for Ohio State Athletics. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Go Bucks.
It's time to hit the ice and talk some Ohio State hockey. This is Buckeye Roundtable's Rinkside with Rollick.
And like you heard us say right there, it is Rinkside with Rollick every single week. We get to talk some ice hockey with the head coach here at Ohio State, Steve Rollick. And coach, how are you feeling today, breaking down the weekend series against a top 10 hockey team in America, and of course the rival winning a great one on Friday, dropping the Saturday contest?
Well, again, I mean, you said it, rivalry weekend. You know, everybody kind of gets a little bit of goosebumps when you get to play that team up north in any sport here on campus. And it was nice to get off to a good start on Friday. It was a big win for the team. Felt great for our guys, and wish we could have duplicated that on Saturday. We just couldn't get it done on Saturday.
You know, we were just talking before the call here. It's so much better. To me, sports are not truly back until it looks like it always did, with packed stadiums, arenas, what have you. But I'm just curious, because watching the basketball and watching you guys over the weekend, it still seems like this one matters more, even in quieter spaces, when it's against the rival. Did you find your team able to manufacture that energy that it needed, considering?
Oh, yeah. There was, certainly, you look back a couple years and, you know, you remember the 13,000 with the glow sticks and playing them in that atmosphere. And
yeah,
you could imagine what it would have meant for that game on Sunday with our basketball team, what this building would have been doing. But But again, even stepping on the ice with no fans, it doesn't stop that rivalry, and it doesn't stop both teams from bringing their best.
There's really nothing better than the thought of that working crew switching over the Schottenstein Center from basketball to hockey and hockey back to basketball. Right? It tells you you're in a fun time of the season.
Well, they get it done here, I'll tell you that. It's interesting. And a lot of times we play at doubleheaders where basketball play in the afternoon and we'll play in the evening. So give credit to,
right,
to the Shot people here for being able to do that.
What's like a record time for that? Can they do that in like 90 minutes to 2 hours and get that switched over?
We wish. I mean, I you know, I don't even know what the timing is. If it's 4 to 5 hours, you know, it's certainly a lot of work, boy, changing that thing over, and it's amazing what they can do.
Yeah, we'll hunt some world records here. So, Coach, how do you compartmentalize things when the season's going the way it is for you? You get one of your best wins of the season on Friday, but then some of those things that you've been working on pop back up again on Saturday.
Yeah, it's, you know, again, you just got to continue to fight through it. You know, you got to continue to trust the process. And, you know, again, I mean, even Saturday through a period and maybe 6, 7, 8 minutes until that 5 minute major is exactly what we needed to do and how we needed to play. And boy, you get a 5 minute major, you know, it turns the game on a dime. And again, we gave up just the one goal, but all of a sudden you got 5D out there trying to kill a 5 minute major. They got a ton of ice. You know, you start to give them momentum, and it was a huge shift in the game.
Man, it seems like, I know this is not the first time, this is at least the second time, maybe more, that your team has incurred one of those 5 minute majors. And it seems to be always at such a critical spot in the hockey game when you're maybe down by a goal or two, but you can feel that your team's generated a couple good chances and that you might be ready to, you know, break through the ice, no pun intended.
Yeah, no, exactly. And again, they hit the other night, which there wasn't even a penalty called on the ice during the play.
Right.
That was kind of the frustrating part of the whole thing, and they only had one view. And, you know, again, at the end of the day, you got to trust the process, but you know, you really got to be 100% to, it's kind of like football reversing the call. I mean, there's no call on the ice, and then to turn around and call a 5 minute major, it's a tough call going against you.
How are you? I'm not asking you to talk about officiating here. I know we're not going to go down that road. How are you with replay in your sport? Because I know it's always a hot topic, and I'm more of a minimalist with it. I tell you, I thought I would want so much replay, but over the last 20 years, it just seemed like I value more of the rhythm and flow to our sports.
I couldn't agree with you more, to be honest. I mean, I think we over-video so many things right now. And you know what? You got to trust the process. The game was as – you want to get the call right. I get it. You want to get the call right on the ice. But all of a sudden it becomes 6, 7, 8, 9 replays a game. It just changes the whole feel.
Coach, what have you been working on lately to try to drum up some more crisp offense? I know you had to love Napier's third period on Friday in the win, and when the shots were, I mean, that was a flurry. You know, trailing team, you expect to see that, right? And then Saturday, 45-18, the shots towards the Wolverines on Saturday. What did you think of your chances?
Well, again, I mean, I think everything kind of turned. I mean, I think the first period might have been like 7-3 or 4. I mean, it was low shots.
Right.
Exactly what we needed to do. And then once that 5 minute major hit and all of a sudden they got that third goal, they got all the momentum in the world. And you know, again, at that point, you really, for us, you got to keep things simple and you got to trust the process and manage pucks. And all of a sudden you get down 3. And I think guys, you know, feel like maybe they got to do more where they should be just keeping the game simple. And it's a sign of a young team and an inexperienced team that's got to continue to make strides.
So just a couple more for you, Coach, and we're rinkside with Rolick here talking Buckeye hockey. The Big Ten life, it goes on, right? You have another very skilled, very tough Wisconsin team coming up here on Friday and Saturday on the road. Top 5 team, nothing new. What is it specifically that Wisconsin does that makes it so difficult?
Well, again, I mean, they got a ton of talent. You know, there's a reason why I picked them to win our league. Top to bottom, I do think they have the best team in our league, and it's tight because we do have some really good clubs out there. But, you know, again, they got that high offense. They got some really high-end skill guys. They got some depth, and their goaltenders actually played pretty well this year for them. So, you know, you start to get into that mix with their depth. They're very, very dangerous.
So the random question of the week. I actually just saw this pop up on your team's Twitter page, and you guys can stay up to speed with everything going on in the program. They are at Ohio State MHKY, Ohio State Men's Hockey. And Dakota Joshua just got called back up by the St. Louis Blues. So the question was, with so many of your former players either in the NHL or in professional systems where they keep trying to scratch and claw their way back up to the NHL, how many of these youngsters can you stay in touch with? How many texts or calls are going to and fro throughout the weeks?
Well, again, you hit it on the head. And I mean, you know, he's been back and forth with our whole staff. And again, I think that's really what the culture is. I mean, once a Buckeye, always a Buckeye. And I don't think they ever forget their roots and where they're from. And I think that's really important. And it means a lot to us as coaches, because at the end of the day, you know, you want degrees and contracts. And for Dakota to come here and get a degree and now have a chance to go out there and obviously sign a contract and chase his dream, ultimately, that's why we do what we do.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Coach, good luck this week. I hope practice goes well. This is a big series coming up, just like the last one. So go and get him.
Thanks. Really appreciate it.
Always love catching up with Steve Rolick, the head hockey coach at Ohio State. The big series coming up against the Badgers. We're going to flip it back to basketball here, but we'll spread some love around the state. So just how many teams from Ohio will be representing in the NCAA tournament? We'll go over that in the Ohio College Hoops update next as the Buckeye Roundtable continues.
Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by The James.
And now, Archie Griffin, football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, to tell you about Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. Your independent Encova insurance agent can create a personalized solution for all your insurance needs. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, local expertise, and more, Encova provides a full range of products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. They remain dedicated to progress and continue to strive to be the most trusted and responsive provider of industry-leading solutions. Hard work and passion are critical components of any winning team. Count on Encova Insurance as your local team to provide peace of mind. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
A revolution in lung cancer treatment is happening at the James. We're proving lung cancer isn't solely defined by location and stage, but rather the individual molecules and genes that drive it. Simply put, there is no routine lung cancer. That's why our world-renowned specialists put their expertise towards treating one particular lung cancer, yours. At the James, we go beyond the routine to prevent, detect, treat, and cure your lung cancer. To learn more, call 1-800-293-5066.
Who can help you score a touchdown with your finances? How about our friends at Credit Union of Ohio? Whether you're looking to buy a new home or make upgrades like a finished basement to watch all the big games, their team of experts will help you get the funds you need. It's a great time to make those renovations you've been dreaming about. Credit Union of Ohio is your local mortgage lender. Learn more about their home loan options at cuofohio.org. That's cuofohio.org. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
You gotta come see the new Big Lots.
Gotta go big.
We're going big with a great new look in the store and lots of great deals on everything for your home. Quality brands like Broyhill Furniture, favorites like Doritos and Swiffer, even housewares and home decor too. Big names, low prices, and big buyouts that'll blow your mind. There are always big surprises in store. So come check out the new Big Lots. Live big, save lots.
My name is Bill Artman, and I lead retail operations here at Giant Eagle. I'm extremely proud of our 32,000 team members who are working around the clock to service our communities. Our trucks are moving, our stores are following top safety measures, and we're receiving shipments daily. And we would like to thank our customers for your patience and trust. For information on hours, curbside pickup, and any updates as we move through this crisis together, visit us at GiantEagle.com/response.
Buckeye football lives here. The Fan. The This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Timmy Hall back here with you. Buckeye Roundtable presented by Byers Auto. Excuse me. We're going to talk some college basketball. We'll spread it around the state of Ohio a little bit. A lot of action. We're going to try to figure out, hammer down, how many teams are going to just make it into the big dance. Buckeye Roundtable is also brought to you in part by Encova Insurance.
Buckeye Roundtable's Ohio College Hoops Update.
All right, so if I went to the man that I call the Lennard Dog, there are many, many, many bracketology reports out there, right? But Joe Lenardi, at least I feel, has one of the best ones. It's one of the most prominent ones because it's on ESPN.com. You associate yourself with the four letter, and you're going to get viewed a lot. You're going to get a lot of clicks. I'm not even sure. I can't tell you straight face that he's the first one to do bracketology, but I'm pretty certain that's where the name came from, and that has caught on. And I don't think he patented that, because CBS's guy Jerry Palm, he picked it up with bracketology. You gotta patent a name like that. Bracketology, you've made a science out of the brackets. You gotta protect something like that with all costs, right? So if we look at his report, there are going to be four Ohio teams in the big dance. You're going to have somebody from the MAC, right? Because the MAC is doing very well. I'm scanning it here because I lose track of this stuff. Toledo is in a 12-5 matchup against USC. And let's start with the obvious, too. Ohio State still is a one seed, and they are going to take on James Madison, the Dukes. I know a little bit about them. My sister graduated from James Madison. She's very smart, too. And she went on to University of Virginia after that. And me, I'm doing sports talk radio. So she wins. Xavier is in the field, too. They're with one of the last four byes. He's got Indiana, Xavier, Drake, and North Carolina. So there's three right now. And forgive me, I know that there is a Horizon League team, and they are giving it to Wright State. So Joe Lenardi's got Wright State. And that's a nice seed for Horizon League team to have a 13 right now. Cleveland State and Wright State, would you believe it? They both had two games left with the same record, and they both split. They weren't playing each other, but they both split in their final series. So Wright State and Cleveland State walk away with a share of the regular season crown in the Horizon League. So we'll see what happens in their tournament. Wright State, though, he's got him in as a 13 playing a 4 against Tennessee. So here's where I'm going to stray. So we're going to get 4 in. The state of Ohio is going to get 4 in. I like Xavier's schedule down the stretch. I've got confidence. I think the Musketeers are going to pull something off, and they're going to wind up getting into the big dance. Right now, they're a 10 seed taking on Rutgers, and they've got the arrow pointed down. They did, however, just beat Butler over the weekend. So Xavier got the win, and their schedule coming up gives them some good games that I think are winnable and also provide great opportunity. Providence on the road, Georgetown on the road, Marquette on the road. Creighton is at home. You get the 13th ranked team in the country for the one home game. That's the one where you'd like to have a little bit extra. I know, home, road, it's all kind of skewed anyway because the pandemic and the crowds are either low or non-existent. But I like what these guys can do. I really do. I just think that Xavier at 12-4 is a hungry team. I really like Zach Fremantle and his game. He just had a nice double-double the last time these guys went out. Paul Scruggs and Nate Johnson, with the way that Nate Johnson can hit the three. He's one of the most elite three-point shooters in the country. It's a weapon to have. It stretches the defense. So I think they're going to go. I think they're going to get in. But my take here for the MAC, it's not going to be the two teams that are at the top. We've talked a lot about Toledo and Akron. When I look at the MAC, I think that the team that's going to represent them is in third right now with Danny Pippen, who, you know, he might not be the player of the year when it's all said and done, but I think he should be. I mean, he's the guy that's leading them in scoring. He's basically averaging a double-double. Danny Pippen for Kent State. This guy is the real deal. They almost beat Virginia earlier in the season. They lost that by single-digit points. I think they took that one to overtime. It was an overtime game. Imagine that. Kent State taking the Cavaliers to OT. And this is funny because the only games that Kent State has lost was that one to Virginia and then to the top two teams in the MAC. I know I realize I'm sitting here saying that. They've lost twice to Akron and twice to Toledo, the teams above them in the standings. But I think it's just funny the way basketball works out. They're a really good team, and it's not like they really trailed in those games. They lost to Akron on the road by 4. They lost to Toledo by 2 at home. They lost their other one to Toledo on the road by 2. And then they lost to Akron by 9. 4 losses. It's just a handful of points separating 4 wins from 4 losses. So I like what they can do in a tournament sense. Akron, Toledo at the top, but Kent State at 11-4 in the MAC, 14-5 overall. I'm going to pick them. So we'll see how that prediction happens. My predictions about the Ohio State-Michigan game, all three of them, I thought Justice Suing was going to have a great game. I thought if Dwayne Washington Jr. scored 30, probably like everyone else alive, that they would win the ball game. And I just thought Ohio State was going to win overall. But, you know, you're going to make some predictions, and they're not always going to be right. But I think I might be onto something with Kent State right there. So Dayton, they're falling off a little bit. Cincinnati just got destroyed by Houston, who still could wind up a one seed. So that's everything going on with college basketball here in Ohio as things are heating up. The tournaments are going to be hitting us here soon. And March is quickly approaching. I simply cannot wait. It's the time of the year for me. I don't know if you could tell that. I am a basketball lover, first and foremost. I love the college game. I love how the Ohio State Buckeyes are elevating the program. It was already good. Chris Holtmann's already been good in these last 3 years. I mean, you take over a team, and let's face it, peak Thad Matta, that had worn off. That's the reason he had to step down, and Ohio State had to go and search for another coach. But for Chris Holtmann to spin that back into what it is, and now here, just fourth year in, he's got it looking like peak Thad. And peak Thad was an amazing thing. I mean, that was ranked in the top 10 all the time. That was you enter March, and you know you're one of the best teams in America, and you can make a deep run. That's what the Buckeyes have right now, and it's going to be really exciting. All right, we've got some great things to tell you about from some of the other sports at Ohio State, including a Buckeye trying to win a championship right now. That and more as we go around the block O next as Buckeye Roundtable continues.
For a Buckeye Roundtable coming up, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by The James.
Are you ready to buy a home, but worried you can't afford it? When you use the Ohio Housing Finance Agency's down payment assistance or its discounted interest rate for recent college grads, teachers, nurses, veterans, and more, buying a home isn't as tough. Not a first-time home buyer? We've got a program for you, too. Find out if you qualify at myohiohome.org. That's myohiohome.org. Homeownership, it's within reach.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. SafeLight Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at SafeLight.com. SafeLight Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
Alrighty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
Football's Archie Griffin for Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, and more, Encova provides a full range of insurance products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
Imagine no more wasted time walking around dealerships test driving cars, because shopping for a vehicle has finally evolved. Introducing Buyers Express from Buyers Auto, the fastest way to buy your next car. Start by visiting buyersauto.com. Find the vehicle you want, then click Buyers Express to start your deal.
Come see why it's better to buy at Buyers.
Buy your auto from Buyers Auto. Visit buyersauto.com.
You gotta come see the new Big Lots.
Gotta go big.
We're going big with a great new look in the store and lots of great deals on everything for your home. Quality brands like Broyhill Furniture, favorites like Doritos and Swiffer, even housewares and home decor too. Big names, low prices, and big buyouts that'll blow your mind. There are always big surprises in store. So come check out the new Big Lots. Live big, save lots.
This is Katie Smith. We are facing an extraordinary challenge, prescription drug misuse among people of all ages. For over a decade, Cardinal Health, a sponsor of Ohio State Athletics, has supported the Ohio State College of Pharmacy's Generation RX, an engaging program to teach people of all ages about using medication safely. When Buckeye Nation engages around a great cause, we can do anything, and you can be part of the solution. Remember, never share your medications and always dispose of them properly. Learn more at GenerationRx.org.
The Fan. Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by the James.
Timmy Hall back here with you. It's Buckeye Roundtable presented by Buyers Auto. Buyers Auto Group's overall aim is to achieve a positive impact on society. The family-owned and operated company has a vision that goes beyond products and profits. By giving back to the community, they're creating a stable society for their 850 employees and future generations to live within.
Time now for Buckeye Roundtables Around the Block O.
We'll start this off real quick with our Papa John's delivery of the game presented by Papa John's, where we go back into the men's basketball team and talk about a key performer or a great play. I'm going to have to go with the fact that Dwayne Washington Jr. finally held up for Buckeye basketball players. Not like there was anything wrong with them, but it had been ridiculous that no one had been awarded with a Big Ten Player of the Week honor, and he is a co-Player of the Week along with Luka Garza. He averaged nearly 26 points per game throughout the week in games against Penn State and Michigan. Team went 1-1. He got his career-high 30 against the Wolverines, and he hit two big threes in the final minute to never say die, to make Michigan sweat it out. Make those guys earn it, right? Don't just let them waltz away with the win. You're going to keep coming. It's a rivalry game. You're not just running out that last 30 seconds. You're not going to do it. And his two threes, the fact that you made Eli Brooks go to the free throw line with 4 seconds left, clinging to a three-point lead, if he clanked both of those shots, I think Michigan fans probably had it in their hearts that a half-court shot or something a little bit closer was probably going down, with as crazy as that game was. So just to make him sweat like that, that was worth it. If you're going to lose, you go down swinging. 92-87, Michigan got the job done, but Dwayne Washington Jr., he gets that honor from me. So we got to go around the block out here and give it up for Annika Siumanutafa, sophomore on the Buckeye women's golf team. She was awesome last year. First team All-Big Ten, Big Ten Freshman of the Year, made some second and third team All-America lists, and she's looking for her first championship in Gainesville this week. Through two rounds at the Gators Invitational, she is 2 under par after her 68 today. That is some lights-out golf. Good for you. The Buckeyes as a team are in 10th place, but Siumanutafa is tied for the lead and looking to do something special. So that's an 8:30 a.m. shotgun tomorrow. Go and get it, man. Just the thinking about golf, seeing how the teams get to travel to those warm weather places when we're stuck under the snow here. I love winter. I like the winter time, but I'm a huge golfer too, and I'm trying to lower that index number this year. I didn't have such a good 2020, so hopefully, right, like 2020 was just bad all around. It was bad for my golf game. I lost like a 1.5 or 2 numbers off my index, so we got to go and get him back. But also, congratulations to the women's volleyball team. Checking in at number 19 in the polls this week, voted by the AVCA. They are 9-0 after beating Illinois in 5 sets, coming from behind. They've been doing that a lot here lately. It's also the best start ever for a first-year head coach for the program. So congrats to Jen Flynn Oldenburg on the team's success. That's awesome. The Buckeye men's soccer team has the season opener. That's actually going to be tomorrow against Indiana in Grand Park. That's a little outside of Indy. It was supposed to be here, but I guess they couldn't throw this one indoors as well. What are you going to do, shovel off the soccer field and just get out there and go in 20-degree weather? So it's not going to be here. It's the first time in history that we're going to open up conference play at a neutral site. So that game time is set for 2 o'clock tomorrow. You can follow along at OhioStateBuckeyes.com. That's where you should go to keep up on every single sport that you love here with the Scarlet and Gray as we go around the block. Oh, also, as we switch to the other side, the women's soccer team, they got things going after, listen to this, I saw this from on the team website, 479 days off. I mean, we know what happened to spring sports last year, right? It's just to have it put in that kind of perspective, to hear the days. It's almost like when you hear 3,000-something days since Michigan last beat Ohio State in football, that it throws you back, right? 479 days those athletes didn't get to play in competition. But they played Michigan to a 1-1 double overtime tie. So with rivalry week everywhere, they didn't lose. Buckeye basketball, women's basketball did. Men's hockey got one of the wins, but that was great for the women's soccer team. It was on the indoor field at the Woody Hayes on Saturday. So everybody, I hope you had a good time tonight. I had a great one. I'm just still really happy and really excited about this Buckeye basketball team. There's a couple of nerves there. It's just because the schedule is tough. The faith in this team is here, so feel good about it and trust that they can go out there and get the job done. If you go 2-1 down the stretch, I think you'd be pretty happy and you'd be pretty safe there. So, Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto, has been brought to you statewide by Encova Insurance, the American Dairy Association Mideast, Papa John's, and by Byers Auto. For our producer, Eric Reeser, I'm Timmy Hall. Thanks for listening. From Learfield IMG College, this is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the James.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. It's been a year since I installed my Kinetico water treatment equipment, and yeah, what a year it's been. I'm not joking when I tell you it's changed our life at our house. Our water is soft. We don't buy bottled water anymore. It's so great. We got the funk out of our water thanks to Kinetico. So, of course, I heard my buddy James Laurinaitis complaining about the water in his home, and I told him about the Kinetico deal that you can get for mentioning my name. Just mention T-Bone to take an additional $200 off any new equipment purchase. Go to KineticoColumbus.com for all the details and get the funk out of your water with Kinetico.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Keep more presidents in your wallet this February with Cash for Clunkers and 0% financing for up to 60 months on all 2021 Honda Civics, Accords, HRVs, Pilots, Ridgelines, even CRVs. Over 1,000 Hondas in stock.
Lindsay Honda gives you $25 or $3,500 towards your trade and 0% financing up to 60 months.
We're open at the Lindsay Honda Mall just off I-70 and Bryce Road or online at lindsayhonda.com.
Visit lindsayhonda.com for lease and finance details.
That Filet-O-Fish Friday feeling can't be beat. Especially on Wednesdays. Or Tuesdays. Or the occasional Monday. No, can't forget about Thursday. I got to have it on Sunday.
And now you can enjoy 2 flaky Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $5. Only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Dutch Boy's new Platinum Plus paint with Stain Shield technology has the performance you expect from a luxury paint at a price you didn't. Platinum Plus is up to 50% more washable and stain resistant than a leading premium paint in satin sheen. Superiority ranges from 24 to 50% depending on sheen selected. Platinum Plus keeps your walls looking new longer. Menards and Dutch Boy paint have you covered. Go ahead, live your life.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Savings are mail-in rebate. See store for details.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. Our